Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has this Bryce Young thing gotten so out of control that you could see him getting traded like Trey Lance got traded? Now, I know that the circumstances are different because Brock Purdy's playing great. They have another guy in a contract. Obviously, that was very easy for them to build around him because he was getting paid nothing and Trey Lance was dealing with injuries. But I make the comparison in the sense that you drafted someone so high and gave up on him so quick.
Yeah, you know, I understand why they kind of sat him down. I don't think they've given up on him. I mean, I guess that's the feeling that everybody has, but he struggled last year mightily. And you remember when Frank had to play Andy Dalton, they go out to Seattle. And I think Andy attempted 58 passes, and you could see that the offense could work if you had somebody back there that knew what they were doing. And, you know, Bryce was way in over his head last year, and he is now already on his third head coach. When you take into account he had the initial head coach, the interim head coach, and now his third head coach. This is his second offense in his second year. He doesn't have a lot of great players around him. Andy will make it better for them, but I don't necessarily know that they're giving up on Bryce Young just yet. But I would just say that sitting him on the sideline and letting him kind of take it all in may help him in his development. I mean, we went through this with Sam Darnold. We went through it with Mark Sanchez. We went through it with Baker Mayfield. I mean, it happens. And these guys come out the other end if they end up in the right spot, and maybe they can be serviceable, if not good starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
And but then some guys don't.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Zach Wilson. You know, Zach Wilson.
Well, we don't know about Zach Wilson.
No, yeah, we do.
Well,
I mean, he went to a place that didn't have a quarterback and couldn't even become the backup.
First of all, you know, listen. His chances for success here were minimal because of what he was stepping into. He, you know, this team that is there today is not the same team that he was with when he first got here. This team has been building over the last 4 years. He was here with a rookie head coach who's defensive in nature, a rookie offensive coordinator, Matt LaFleur's brother, and a bunch of young players, and you're expecting a kid out of BYU to come in here and run the Jets.
I wasn't expecting that. I thought he was going to stink from the beginning.
I know. All right. Okay. Well, I'm just saying
he's not. He's done. He can't play.
A lot of times, it basically is depending on who drafts you. I, as angry as I was, and I can only go through my own kind of history and realize that I was angry when I was drafted in the second round, but thankfully I went to Cincinnati and I had an offensive head coach who was a quarterback himself and who understood what the position meant and how to play it and how to run it and what responsibilities we had.
All right, so let's go over the couple things you said. He came in as a rookie, right, Zach Wilson? He had a rookie head coach who was defensive in nature, and he had a rookie offensive coordinator, right?
Yes.
That sounds like C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, and Bobby Slowick, doesn't it?
Well, Bobby Slowick had been around.
But he's the second season as a team's offensive coordinator, so it's his first year there.
And it's Houston. It's not the Jets.
Okay, so did those things matter or not?
I do think they all matter. I think you got to connect with a play. Listen.
One guy's still here, Rob Saleh, not a good head coach.
But we all know that the Jets made a mistake picking him.
Yeah.
And then putting him in the spot that they put him in was a disaster. We all know that, but they also did the same thing with Sam Darnold. They didn't learn. They did the same thing with Mark Sanchez.
It was different regimes,
different coaches. Every coach thinks that they have the answer to unlock everybody's greatness, but you know who knows? I you know I don't know where Zach Wilson's going to be 3 or 4 years from now. If you would have asked me 3 or 4 years ago where was Sam Darnold going to be, I don't necessarily know that I would have said that he would have been the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings under Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, but here's the difference. I'll tell you. Well, first of all, Bobby
he tried and failed. According to many, he tried in Carolina and failed, and that's why he ended up in San Francisco.
Right, but a couple of things. One, Bobby Sloak, that was his first year as an offensive coordinator, was last year. Two, Sam Darnold was brought in as a backup to compete. I got hair in my mouth somehow. Got brought in as a backup to compete with Baker Mayfield for the starting job. Lost to Baker Mayfield the starting job, but then got it back. And then Baker Mayfield somehow got traded to the Rams before ending up with the Bucs. So then he was still in the mix there. Then brought in by one of the best organizations in football to back up their guy, whereas Zach Wilson comes from the Jets, goes to the Broncos. They've got what's the other guy's name? Obviously, Bo Nix, Jared Stidham. So they got Bo Nix, Jared Stidham, and him, and he's still the third-string quarterback. So at least Sam Darnold was looked at by other organizations as someone who could start or be a backup in a case something bad goes wrong. This guy goes to one of the best offensive minds in the NFL, allegedly, in Sean Payton, and the guy's still the third-string quarterback.
How's that offense working when you don't have Drew Brees running it?
Yeah, I agree. I think
the other thing, too, I just want to say, I'm not here to dump on Zach Wilson. I'm just giving you my perspective as to why he failed here. You know, Bryce Young could be failing for different reasons down there, but I think a lot of people are looking at the impetuous owner, and I think the owner really wanted Bryce Young. That's who he wanted to draft because he was coming out of Alabama, just like Tua was coming out of Alabama. And they were talking about, remember, do we take how many? Brian Flores for the Miami Dolphins wanted Justin Herbert. And I can understand why. I mean, he's impressive. And when you compare him to Tua physically, there's no comparison. And it's the same thing with C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. You know, but I just think a lot of it has to do with, like, are you in the right place at the right time with the right coach?
Sometimes you just stink. You know,
true. Like, some guys can't handle it. Like a Jamarcus Russell couldn't handle it.
Right.
Zach
Wilson sucks.
Well, Zach Wilson couldn't handle it.
He couldn't handle it either. I mean, there's a lot of guys that can't handle it. As a matter of fact, if you look at the statistics, there are more guys that fail than actually make it when they're that high of a draft pick.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and
it's sad. It's a tough situation.
Because usually also the teams that are the worst in football, the ones drafting those quarterbacks.
Like, to me, whoever the team is that hires this Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator from Detroit, he's not going to go. Like, he could have went to any team he wanted to last year. And I think he turned down the Panthers. And he said, no, I'm not going there. Smart. Nobody wants to go there anymore. I mean, of course, you want the job. You want to take it. You think you can fix it, so you're going to take it. And Dave Canales is finding that out, just how difficult that is. But, you know, whoever hires Ben Johnson next year, I believe he'll get a job. He'll be the perfect coach for whatever young quarterback that he either drafts or he inherits. Because he's done a great job with Jared Goff. But then again, that team has been building over the last 2 or 3 years, and they've hit on a lot of draft choices.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Norse Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Norse.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.